Hello, this is Florian speaking. Hello, Florian here.
Hello, Sophie.
Bonjour, Sophie.
Bonjour.
Hallo, Thorsten.
Hi, Thorsten.
Ha,
Hi,
Mensch.
Thorsten.
Hey, Sophie. Salut.
Hallo.
You should probably turn off the music, hm?
Just wanted to ask if you're providing waiting music. Quite a large agenda for today, as far as it looks. Let's see how fast we can go through it.
Hello everyone, Charles Schultz speaking.
Hello, Charles.
Hello, Sophie.
Hi,
Are you
hi.
the only one? Oh, hello, Florian. How are you doing?
Hi, Charles. Fine. Thorsten is also with us.
Okay. Hello, Christoph.
No, Thorsten, not Christoph. Thorsten.
Oh, Thorsten.
Wait 2 or 3 more minutes and then
yeah.
start. We have quite a long agenda for today, but I don't know how long it takes to get through it.
I think Italo should be able to join us, I think.
Yeah, at least he put some agenda items on the list.
Yeah.
Anyone already volunteering to take notes, which would be the first action item?
I actually won't because I have to leave imperatively at 7.
Okay, same here. Let's see. Otherwise, we find someone who can do it later on out of the recording.
Yeah, we just take the last one joining and force it on him or her.
Ah, interesting concept. Yeah.
So Charles is now hoping that someone will join. Yeah, that was somebody will do it according to the recording. So it's 5 past. Let's wait 1 more minute and just start. don't know if the rest will join or not.
Hi, it's Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Sorry, I'm a bit late. Just got back.
Wait, I'm sending a text message to Italo.
Oh, perfect. I think if we have Italo, he's quite a few points on the agenda, then we're fine. That would be good. So actually, Michael, you didn't miss anything so far. We were just waiting.
Ah, I missed the silence. That's all, you know.
Yeah, sounds of silence, this phone conference. Exactly.
Yeah. Normally we can have boppy music, which is quite fun, but then, you know, I don't know. Otherwise, is everyone happy? Anything interesting happen? I should read my mail, I suppose. I've been out all day.
The second agenda item is quite interesting. We have some really good news on the foundation, but...
Hey, Bill! Yes, I heard rumor of that. That's fantastic.
So, actually feeling much better right now after I've seen some documents, that's not too bad, actually.
Cool.
So, did Italo reply to
us? Yes, he will just be a bit late, but he's coming. So
okay, then... Let's wait for him. Guess the foundation topic is also interesting for him. I guess we cannot make a quorum at the moment. Let me think.
If he joins, I think we'll have...
Then we can, yes. Then we should be able to. Who's deputy, or is someone here having his deputy at his side? And because then it counts a bit different.
I guess I'm either Torsten or Quaylon's deputy or whatever.
I think Michael, you're here for Quaylon today.
Excellent, I am. Oh, well, look at me.
Okay, perfect. Because then we can make one or two decisions that would be helpful.
We could roll a dice. That's always helpful. Yeah. Flip a coin. Hmm. Can you believe it? Oracle, in further proof of Oracle's evilness, they've abandoned support for the Ultra Spark 2 in Solaris 11. You know, I mean, that's just terrible. What am I going to do?
Oh, no. Ooh, my hardware will stop working.
I know. They're probably going to pull the plug remotely as well. I think it is a bit old, the Ultra Spark 2.
Anyone?
Apparently they're using cheap hosting without air conditioning, so the OpenOffice website is down.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's a shame.
Including mail. I just got noticed because an email on one of the mailing lists bounced, and that's
one
of the subscriber.
That's violent. just go to OpenOffice.org, and you check what's in there.
It throws up.
Oh, nice.
I'm sure Lewis has an explanation for that.
To speak with an Oracle sales representative? Extraordinary. it just redirects to oracle.com, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is just wonderful. Let's call them.
Yeah. Wow, that is pretty extraordinary. Right.
I guess I should dent that.
So, I mean, it was obviously the right choice not to hand this stuff over to us, because, you know, we wouldn't be able to do anything about that kind of thing. Right? I'm bitter. I'll shut up.
In the meantime,
I am.
Just checked with regards to the quorum, and I fear we cannot make a quorum today because Michael is Torsten's deputy, but Torsten's obviously here.
Yeah, but I'm Quaylon's deputy, too.
Okay, because I don't have this in the wiki here. I believe
really?
You just...
Who is Quaylon's deputy in the wiki?
Torsten.
What?
What?
Yeah, According to the wiki, yes.
Oh, well, look, so we'll have Torsten here as Quaylon's deputy, and I'll be Torsten's deputy, you know? I mean, I could have sworn that, anyway.
It starts to sound like a Monty Python show.
Yes, I'll do the funny walks, and you can do the spam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
Okay, anybody knows when Itala will join?
He is in the process of coming to us or something like that.
Okay, then I'll wait for him because I think that the all the topics are rather interesting for him too. Maybe we have to cut off some other topics. I also would like to leave at 7, in 50 minutes, but let's see, is there anything we can do without him? Oh, no, let's quickly wait for him. Look at that, I think.
I suggest we start perhaps without him.
Yeah, okay, just wanted to propose this as well.
Florian, is it still legal at documentfoundation.org or is it legal at global dot?
No, it's still legal at documentfoundation.org. The change was only for the @LibreOffice.org mailing list.
Okay, cool.
That works. So, same question again. Anybody volunteers to take notes? Otherwise, we'll try to drop the duty to someone who could take it out of the audio recording later on. Okay, looks like the way to go.
I'm afraid I would volunteer, but I have kids around and I may not be capturing every second, so...
Yeah.
Same problem here.
Then someone should take it later on after recording. Let's start with the agenda. So, rather short update for the moment, but a good one on the foundation. Since yesterday, I have a first draft of the statutes. Sent in by our lawyer. He managed to work on it. And it took really quite a lot of time to manage the membership stuff because it's really complicated to fit this into statutes according to German law. I myself did not manage yet to fully read it, but I think Torsten did and also Thomas Krumbein had a chance to look, and it looks rather good at the moment. We, that means Torsten, the lawyer, Thomas and myself will have a call on Friday, just for the ease of use in German so we can directly talk about some topics, where he will tell us what he thinks is still open to, that needs to be worked on, but it doesn't look like as if this would be much. And second, he had to incorporate some changes in order to make legally fit. And I need to get a list from him what changes these are like. For example, I think there have been issues with at least the planned role of the president, which just does not legally work in, according to German law. But I will get a list of this so we see what he has in fact changed according to or in comparison with the bylaws, and I will send this list in English then for discussion, and then we will see how far the changes will be. What I would like to avoid, if that's not demanded, is to have a literal translation into English of the statutes. If that's demanded, we can do this, but what I would prefer is that we simply sum up what's inside and what we left out and why, and than what the changes have been compared to the bylaws. So, in a nutshell, we have them. We get feedback, more detailed feedback on Friday, and some things will most likely have to be changed because they simply not all does work out according to German law. It doesn't look like as if there will be major changes, but some slight adaptations might be necessary. And we will have this over the weekend. And ideally, if there are no main showstoppers or large veto from the steering committee, we can start by next week sending this document in for a first check to the government. This does not mean that we have to have the absolute final version by next week. We can still have some amendments, but at least the rough version should exist, so they can check and tell us if the details fit for them and if the whole process works. So far for the foundation status updates from my side. Any questions on this topic?
Maybe one addition. So it's currently there are a few differences in the draft. And I think before starting to bother larger groups with that, we should first try to find out which of them are accidentally there and which of them are kind of required. So yeah, I suggest we wait until Friday. Otherwise, like having some more German eyeballs on that can't be bad as well.
Yeah, I also intend to have the draft public later on for comment, but in order to streamline the process a bit, I really wanted to have the smaller circle of people who volunteer to work on this talk about it first and have a first look, and then if there are no major showstoppers, pass them on. Even I wouldn't object to passing them on to the public. I don't want to waste weeks anymore with incorporating changes, but getting some feedback could be helpful. Actually, rather good news. It's still not clear how long then the process will take. It totally depends on how long the government needs to reply and what changes they propose, if they are fine with this or not. A real problem could be, or will be, that this membership concept is really totally strange to German law, and we need to sell it to the government accordingly. It should work, but the problem is nobody tried it before, so there is not so much experience you can build on. But yeah, let's see. Actually, I guess we've taken a very important step with the statutes that we have now, and hopefully can move on quickly then. Okay. Anything else from your side on this topic? Otherwise, I would be finished more information than next week. So the next item, we cannot really vote on it, but at least I would like to shortly discuss. I also had it on the list. We will have, of course, an internal discussion list for the advisory board. And the proposal was that we should nominate someone out of the steering committee to act as some sort of gateway. We don't want our advisory board to deal with dozens of emails, and rather have someone passing on important information to them and vice versa, passing feedback from them to the steering committee or the public list. And I think Charles, you volunteered for that?
Yes, I have volunteered for that indeed.
So we cannot vote at the moment, but since nobody else volunteered and you have been in contact with many of these people already, I would appreciate if you did so. I would run a quick vote on the list, but from my side, this sounds like a good plan. Maybe we can vote later on when Italo is there. Otherwise, we use the list for this. So then the next actually would be the topic we discussed also on Saturday, the trademark request that we received from Danish Ganavin. Let me try to briefly sum it up, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. The request was that there is currently a getting started handbook created by some folks of the LibreOffice documentation team, mailing list, whatever, and that this handbook bears the LibreOffice logo with the Document Foundation subline. And our trademark policies foresee that the tagline or subline should only be used when it's officially endorsed by TDF. Otherwise, people should use the LibreOffice logo without that tagline. And Danishka asked whether he can print them, have them printed and distributed in Sri Lanka. I think the question was whether he can use the trademark with the TDF subline or not. Did I catch this correctly?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Yes.
So my first question would be, the book itself has not been written by Danishka, as far as I know. Does anybody know if there has ever been any endorsement for the book publishers or the book authors to use the official logo? Does anybody know that?
Well, I understand that the distribution would be more or less done by on the governmental level there. Basically, that would be... I understand this is something that would be distributed by the government, like the Ministry of Education or something.
But you know who wrote that book?
I think it's just the ODF authors thing.
So basically the problem goes down to that, at least I cannot recall that they asked for use of the full logo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to find out if we somehow already allowed the use of the TDF logo on that book to the ODF authors or whoever published it.
I don't think the question was even asked when it comes from ODF authors. It's the first place where we basically have to.
My general take on this would be it's indeed a bit complicated. We had a discussion what happens if somebody takes the LibreOffice source code that has the logo with the tagline, and then takes this source code without any modification and compiles it again, then. Still, the TDF logo would be inside, but based on the trademark policies, it would not be allowed to use them. At least that's how I recall. So that's a problem by itself. Like when we have any document in an editable form where we allow the use of the logo, what happens to those taking the document and publishing it again or copying it if the license permits? That's, I think, the problem that we go down to at the moment. So, I think it's indeed a bit complicated.
I think you know the underlying principle of all our trademark policies or not is twofold. First of all, is to understand what's official and what's not. And the second, which is even more important, is, at least my view, is to make sure that the use of those marks are actually being is actually bona fide. So, you know, there's no wrong intention here. So I think there is no wrong intention here. I think it's pretty good, you know, if the Sri Lankan government wants to help with distributing this guide. So that's what it is. To refer to the first thing, what is official and what is not official, I think the real question then is, do we grant the ODF authors documentation or the documentation found in ODF authors the status of official documentation.
Yeah.
I think given that we're working a lot with them, it frankly shouldn't be a problem. Otherwise, I would even question myself, why the hell do we work so much together? But,
yeah, sure.
You know, I think that's the only question that is worth considering. As for Danishka, he's been with us, I think, ever since the beginning. Moving forward, I have no problem granting that logo to him, really.
Yeah, it's not out of distrust. I'm just trying to make myself a model on how to handle also future requests. So to mention this before, for the concrete request, I would have no issues with granting permission to use it just for this concrete request. But in general, it's indeed a problem that was raised here. that we should think about. My general understanding is, at least looking at German, and I think it's all over Europe, trademark law, one of the reasons or meanings of a trademark is to identify the source. I think this fits in very well here. So any LibreOffice logo with the Document Foundation tagline is something that in the first place is from TDF, mm-hmm. or second choice is that is actively supported or endorsed, permitted by TDF. So it is a connection between the product or the software or service or whatever and TDF.
Yeah.
And that's the use that it should be. So basically, even the ODF Artist documentation, at least without having explicit permission, should not use the logo. Of course, we can say, well, ODF Artist somehow belongs to that or whatever, and we grant them this permission, then it would be okay. But I think
So why don't we just grant it to them?
Basically,
I thought that's where we were at, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just trying to build myself a bit of a model. So for the Danishka's request, I would just grant it for the moment. I see no issues. I trust him as well, and I think it's a pretty good idea. And I don't see where this could do any harm to us. But for future requests, we really maybe just need to gain some practice on how to deal with that.
I think we also need a reasonable pro forma letter that we write.
Mm.
Maybe not for, you know, this guy who wants a quick answer, that says, you know, you have the permission of the, you know, properly duly constituted authority to use this for this
revocable
version of,
blah, blah, blah,
of
yeah.
that, blah, blah, blah. And not in perpetuity, but just for this thing,
yeah.
which, you know, and we want to encourage you to do it, great work, pat on the back.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I can look if I can draft something. So then
you want to draw the scope quite narrowly to just this one thing, right, and just this one time, and then make the process sufficiently quick and easy that people feel they can ask,
yeah.
and also make our approval process quick and easy so that we can get an answer quickly.
Yeah.
I would have thought.
It's also, in legal terms, a matter of traceability. If you want to protect your trademark,
sure.
you need to track it. It's
yes.
a bit, yeah, trademark law, but... So
we need to CC the legal list and have,
yeah.
you know, or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. So are we enough? Who's there from the steering committee at the moment in the call? Somebody joined? Andre, are you here?
Yeah, I joined.
Hello.
Ah,
hello.
Okay.
Hello. And?
I think it was Andre. Andre and Vitalo joined.
That's fine. Okay.
Shall we have a quick word on approving the trademark use by Danishka or for Danishka?
For the use as reported via mail on the SC discussed.
Exactly, just for this concrete case, not for future uses where we can discuss separately, but for the concrete case. Okay, so then Andre?
Yeah, I would approve this.
Italo?
Yeah, I agree.
Then Charles?
Yes, I agree.
Thorsten?
Yes, agree.
Michael?
Yep.
Sophie?
Are you muted, Sophie?
Sophie?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, now we hear you.
Me?
Yeah, now we can hear you. Did you get the
vote? I agree.
Okay, perfect.
Well, hey, cool.
I agree too. Anyone, did I miss anyone?
It's obviously a controversial vote.
Okay, then I will take it as my to-do that we maybe write up something for other cases like this. But for this time, then we can grant it. Charles, will you were in touch with Danishka? Will you reply him and approve it?
Yeah.
Okay,
I will.
Perfect. Okay. Then I think we can move along to point number 5, which would be schedule elections. I'd like to pass on then to Sophie and Andre, I guess. It's your item? Sophie and Thorsten, I think?
Yeah, we briefly discussed this in the membership meeting, but all the idea we had is that we need to appoint someone to take care about the schedule. So, not really planned yet.
Okay.
But, well... The question is, at what time frame? So I would say we need to be done with the election in early September, I guess. but the problem then is that we need to start really soon, and we'll run in the summer vacation time. So
I think it's two things. The first is that we discussed about this before. First, have to set a fixed deadline. Like anybody who wants to run for a vote or who wants to get voted, should try to get his membership approved by, I don't know, July 31st, something like that.
Yep.
So we don't run into the issue of people applying last minute. So we should have an early deadline on this. And then the second is the actual voting. I think September is definitely needed because we need to give the names when setting up the foundation. I doubt that it will be before September. It's two more months. But it shouldn't be later. So if it was October, I would be a bit late, I guess.
I think we want to have the new board to be able to transition. So I think there's a difference between electing people and them starting, necessarily. And I think the new board should be in place by Paris to be announced there.
It depends. What works fine if we have the new board, if, even without the foundation being there instead of the steering committee. But what we should avoid is that we, for example, have the foundation by September 15th and announce the board October 15th. That does not work. By the day we set up the foundation, we need to mention the names.
Okay, of course.
And it's hard to predict when this will be.
Well, that's even more of an argument to start earlier than later,
yep.
Is it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, if we look at the GNOME process, they have a timeline sort of thing, and it looks like the last day to apply for membership is a week before the last day for announcing candidacies and submitting summary, and then they have another few days for a final list of candidates, and the summary is mailed out. Then, you know, voting begins and takes 2 or 3 weeks or something like that, and then they announce the preliminary results. So I think it only needs to take a month or two, you know, total. But we need that deadline, as you say, to start.
I think we need to have this timeline documented. So what you said exactly, and my feeling is we need to have this timeline at the end of this week, so that we can release. See what is the latest day to start with all the process.
Yeah, I think it's definitely important.
I take this as action item.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks, Andre. And thanks for your patches as well. You know, Andre is a superstar. He's a hacker as well as a, you know, membership committee guy, QA guy, all these other things. You know?
Michael, I just need. I think this was Boopli who asked me or who really wondered that I am a code hacker.
Of course you are. Of course you are. Perfect.
So sorry, but this is my profession.
Cool. I think she was just wondering why you were breaking your oath to not code.
So basically, we are. What do we say? I'm unclear about what we just
about the elections.
Yeah.
So I would suggest I come up with a detailed timeline.
Mm-hmm.
With a proposal for the timeline, and well,
okay.
we should then once this is done, we should approve at the mailing list or discuss at the mailing list when to start with this. Means when do we announce that we close the or that we do not accept new members and something like this. Because when we wait till the next steering committee call, this might be too late to start the process.
I think announcing early is important. It's just a question on for which deadline we should aim.
Let me do the timeline, and then we will see what the deadline might be.
Okay. Is there anything in terms of infrastructure in need? I saw there was a larger discussion on software, so Just so you know, if you need something, let us know early so we don't delay things from the infrastructure side on this.
Yeah, we will. We briefly discussed this. So Friedrich confirmed that he is, or that he at least knows the voting system. But we are not sure about the tooling yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we
okay.
might need help. But I think the tooling for this this can be done in 3 or 4 weeks from now. But we need to have the timeline.
Okay.
And
wow.
prepare all the stuff.
So we can help set up the GNOME software there that uses the simple MySQL database and blah, 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 blah. If you guys are happy with that, we can certainly help set that up since all the code's open.
Michael, if someone comes around and say, I do the job, then I'm happy.
Excellent. I'll go and tell Frederick that he should do the job. we'll get Kendi onto it.
Okay. So anything else to the agenda item of elections?
Not for the moment, no.
Okay.
Nothing for me. Okay.
Okay. Then...
One thing. I don't know how much you have discussed about the foundation status already, but reading through the statute or through the proposed statute, we might need to check if there are some personal reliabilities for the board of directors members. So people who apply for a seat should be notified about this.
To my
opinion, but this needs to be done as well, but still has some weeks to go.
Yeah, I agree. It also comes down to the item we have later on with budgets. We definitely need some assurances for that, and I think it's in the budget, but we need to check, yeah. Normally it's, I don't know for foundations exactly, but normally it's, when it's like for an association, it's that there is some liability, but you can get this one down with insurances.
Yeah, but people who apply for seats should be aware of this.
Yes.
So it would be quite unfair to say, yeah, you are now in the board of directors, and now you're responsible in this and that way.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. We need to let people know what they're running into, so to say, what this means, with their duties and their options. Exactly. I just for your question, I briefly summed up that we have a first set of the statutes, that we will have a call on Friday with a lawyer, and that we might run into the situation that some things need to be changed. In the bylaws, because they just don't work with the German law, but we will find out on Friday.
Yep.
That's the status I have at the moment. Okay, so where we are. The next one would be for Italo, it's the Windows-focused activities. Just as a reminder before you start, I think lots of this topic can also be moved to the marketing call next week, feel free to go on.
No, I've sent a few ideas, and I wanted to collect some more, of course, from the others. I think that there is something that is just, operating things like finding the addresses of the editors that have or run CoverMount CDs and so on, and editors that run Windows tests of software, especially online, because we, of course, that shortens the timing, because I wanted to act when we have out 3.4.2, which is going to be in a month from now. It is true that it's August, but if we target September, because August is going to be a very calm month for most of Europe, or at least for Southern Europe. So if we target September, I would like to get some more activity around the Windows version when we are at the conference in Paris. So to see something more on the Windows version for that time frame, because I think there is also quite a lot of psychological around of perceptions, but we have to work on this, of course, and we cannot just say that or look people like Rob Weir continue to spread FUD around the Document Foundation. I'm really fed up with this guy. And
So I blocked the proportion. Chuck, I mean, 75% of our downloads are on Windows, and hopefully now people know that. You know, but we can certainly put that in a press release for 3.4.1 or something, couldn't we? That the majority of our users are Windows users.
Yeah, of course. I would just say for if we release tomorrow, I would say if you know it's ready for download. This is more stable for Windows users. But I would like to have not just words around it and do some actions that make it more visible to the outside world. And then there is this. Unfortunately, perception problem around LibreOffice that I realized 2 days ago. I was at a meeting here in Milan with most of the free software people in Italy, and I realized that they were talking about LibreOffice and using OpenOffice instead of LibreOffice. So they were saying, you know, but did you install OpenOffice? And I was telling them, you know, you don't have the last version of OpenOffice, it's 6 months old. I said, no, but I installed 1 week ago, so it's LibreOffice. Yeah, but what I told you, and they just told me OpenOffice, you know, so it's a
cognitive dissonance
problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
They talk about LibreOffice and they say OpenOffice. So we have to do something about this, and I've suggested a kind of having a banner that says, if you think about an open space office, because we cannot, of course, use the trademark, you're probably thinking about LibreOffice, you know, some playing around words like this, because it's... The problem is that if they say OpenOffice, people that is not aware, they think about OpenOffice. So if they speak about OpenOffice in a user environment, the users will perceive OpenOffice, of course, and not LibreOffice, because users are not so precise about the wordings. And
Okay, it's an issue. I don't know how we deal with it. You know, I think having a visually distinct product would probably help too.
Exactly.
And as we change more and more, I think we're starting to get some of that visual distinctiveness. But I think there are some more tweaks we can do. So we need to think about that. And I think, you know, some of these resourcing things don't happen unless people want to do them. So we need to find volunteers that want to do some of these things. But anyhow, let's...
I was thinking about the design guys, and I'll ping Christoph with an email.
There are some easy things we can do, you know, whether it's blue backgrounds so that we're not gray, so that, you know, we look instantly different. I think there were some things around the page surround that shows the outline of the page that we could do to make ourselves crisper and, you know, look better, and easy tweaks that will change our visual. I think all those things are good things. It'd be great to talk to the designer, Italo, and get some of those, you know, low-cost, high-impact visual difference ideas worked on.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'll ping Christoph with an email just to, because he knows more than I know. All the design guys, so he can be more effective than I am in talking to them and
having
the ideas.
Yeah, that'd be great. Brilliant action item.
What just popped to my mind, now we should be enough people to have a quorum. We had to skip one voting before, I guess. It was about the steering committee contact. Just to sum it up, we will set up an internal list for the advisory board. And the proposal was that we, in order to avoid for those folks to read dozens of emails and have large threats on the list, that we appoint someone to take care of acting as some sort of gateway between the advisory board and public list of steering committee in both directions. And Charles offered to take over that role. And shall we have a quick quorum on this?
Wait a minute. Let me understand the proposal. So last I heard of this, we were going to have the board or the steering committee board of directors on the same list with the advisory board. Is that still the same? Still that proposal?
Yes.
Good.
Exactly.
So Charles would then act as just someone who would take our decisions and mail them to that list that everyone could see there. Is that, that's the punchline. And or communicate things of interest to the advisory board as and when they occur.
Yeah, basically someone overseeing what's going on and communicating when needed, so we avoid having large discussions on the AB list, because I'm sure those folks are rather busy and don't feel too comfortable in joining too many.
Yeah. I think that's very helpful. And it's going to be steering committee and deputies. Is it on that list initially?
Exactly. It would be SC deputies and AB. Exactly.
Brilliant. Yeah.
That's
I'm for it then.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Thorsten agrees as well.
Okay, so me too.
Okay.
Well, thank you. I feel honored.
I guess Charles agrees as well, because otherwise it would make no sense. Okay, then we also have this done. So the next one would be the 3-4-1 announcement on my list. Also something for Italo, I guess.
Yeah, I think that we can go tomorrow. I mean, I don't think it's a real problem because I've answered Candy. Sometimes being, less precise makes us more humans. But we have time to be less precise with the next announcement. So I think that we can release tomorrow, no problem. I think that we just do a very, very short message, and I'm trying to prepare, I will circulate it later, a kind of visual to make it clear who we are targeting with 3-4-1 and 3-4-2. Because I think that visuals work quite well, are quite immediate in getting the people imagination, and maybe we send out the visual together with the release, that someone will hopefully use it. And but I think just a couple of sentences say that we release 3.4.1.1 and this is supposed to be stable enough for everyone to install it, and if people want to really have the rock solid, they will have 3.4.2 in a month or something like that. Of course, I don't think a real long release makes sense. We will have a longer release for 3.4.2, next one, when we have security. Mm. Hello.
Yeah.
I don't hear any sound, so I'm looks like.
We hear you. We hear.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all good. We're just not heckling you.
No. But sometimes when you're cut from phone calls, you're speaking for 10 minutes to nothing, and I didn't want to have this. Okay. So that's basically, and I will circulate the graphic in a few minutes. I hope to be good enough to make something that it makes sense.
Okay, so we're aiming 3-4-1 tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes.
OK. Okay, then will you take care of drafting and sending out the international announcement?
Yes, I will draft the announcement, but tomorrow I cannot blog. I can, of course, distribute to the media list, but I wonder at that noon, as usual, I will probably be in a meeting, so we need someone else to take care of the release time.
Yeah, I can do. I can send out to announce or moderate a true whatever and blog and do the usual stuff.
Okay.
No problem.
So that comes as a slight surprise to me. I may actually not be able to rename that on the mirrors until tomorrow noon, as we did before.
Thorsten, if we can do that on Friday, it's good as well. I mean, it's not tomorrow. If you prefer Friday is okay.
If that works from a PR point of view, I think
so.
That would be much better.
Absolutely. It works. Because Candy told we are one day late, so we should, because there has been a lot of effort put into releasing this, but you know, I think that if we release that on Friday, it doesn't change anything in terms of our effectiveness.
Yeah, I agree. And let's do it Friday if it's better for anyone. If you, Thorsten, can take care tomorrow of feeding in mirrors, and then depending on who's
Friday,
available.
Friday works from my
perfect.
Friend.
I can do sending out on Friday as well. If Italo can't, that's no problem. So Friday is
no,
good.
No. On Friday, I'm okay. I can probably do not everything, but it's Friday. I'm more comfortable than tomorrow. Because tomorrow I have a meeting at around lunchtime, so I don't know. People have to come to my office, and I don't know when they will be coming. But on Friday, I'm not.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it that way. I think it's good as well. And it's for this minor release, it's no problem of having it on Friday from a PR perspective, I guess.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, let's do that way. Then we have, I don't know how long you have time, I might have to leave in a few minutes. We have two more items on the agenda. One actually I really would like to quickly talk about. That's the budget. Thorsten was so kind to draft a budget. I don't know if you, Thorsten, you sent it to the list, or did you send it just to me? I don't recall, honestly.
I forgot. I have to check that.
Just what I would propose, if you haven't sent it to the list, or just in any case, send it again to the list, and if there are no severe objections, I would like to have that draft, and it's a draft, public for some comments. We might need to provide some more information on it, and we might get some feedback, but I think having it public as soon as possible cannot harm at the moment.
Yes, of course, we'll do that.
Okay, cool. So then just send it out, and if, for example, by the latest by Friday nobody objects, then we'll make it public and wait for public comments, and I can try to sum up a few information on the various items that are mentioned in the in the budget, and let's see. Okay, cool. Then last one is, I don't know who added this formal point about CA. Who was that?
Oh, that's gone as a dead issue. Andrea said so on the list, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Anything else? Because otherwise the agenda is finished for today. Okay, then we hear each other next week on Saturday.
Okay.
As far as I recall, on 1400 UTC. Yeah, exactly, 1400 UTC. Okay.
Okay.
Then,
bye guys.
Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.